4.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's program, Technology for Tomorrow. This is your host, Gary Powers. In La Rochelle, France, 6 electric driverless shuttles carry passengers around the city centre. This is part of an experiment to test driverless vehicles in several European cities. In England, the government has awarded the city of Bristol a £19 million contribution towards the production of a prototype driverless vehicle which can be used in the city centre, similar to La Rochelle. The vehicles are fitted with sensors to detect crowds of people and laser beams to detect people at close and long range. A sensor in the bumper will stop the vehicle if anything comes into contact with it. A global positioning system that is accurate to within 2 centimetres, ultrasonic and laser technology, and rechargeable batteries are the kinds of technology that are combined to make the vehicles safe and clean and to guide them in the right direction. Private consumers can already buy vehicles which have autonomous driving as an option, for example, to park the vehicle. Some years ago, one producer already had an entire fleet of commercial driverless cars, which had very promising accident statistics. In 3 years and 300,000 miles, their cars didn't have any accidents. Other car manufacturers are working hard on developing driverless prototypes. Their goal is for passengers to get into the vehicle and go to sleep, or read, or do work, while the car is driving them autonomously to their destination. Moreover, autonomous vehicles will make it possible for people with physical handicaps, as well as the elderly and children, to go anywhere without depending on someone with a driving license. 1.2 million people die each year in auto-related accidents across the world, and many of those accidents involve alcohol. Autonomous vehicles aren't influenced by alcohol, and they don't get distracted by incoming text messages, for example. That's why there should be a decrease in the number of automobile accidents as the number of autonomous vehicles on the roads increases. The ultimate goal is for traffic lights to be removed completely because the driverless vehicles will literally only need to stop when a person gets in or out of the car, or if something gets in its way. With many city roads already at maximum capacity in terms of the number of vehicles that can use them, driverless vehicles could be a perfect green solution. But social change, as well as government laws and legal insurance regulations, are all challenges that have to be faced. At the same time, many people believe that the technology itself already exists and could be put into place in the very near future. Greater fuel efficiency and more electric cars in city centres will lead to a reduction in fossil fuel consumption, fewer CO2 emissions, better traffic flow, shorter travel times, and improved human health. So, whether driverless vehicles are used for private or commercial use, they appear to be a safe bet for the future.